This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, from outside the box, we go inside the book. The truth about cancer. What is this big announcement? Am I going to have to make it for you, TMB? Are you willing to tell everybody about what happened to this book as it just hit the stores?
Well, you know, we just released last week the Truth About Cancer book, and it did really well on Amazon last week. Hopped up to number 7 overall on Amazon at one point, but we just got word this afternoon that I think it's going to be published on the website on Sunday. Truth About Cancer hit number 3 on New York Times bestseller, which is amazing.
and that's in the
how-to health section on New York Times. And it's also in the USA Today's top 150 books, which is every book that's available. It's number 18 on USA Today.
Out of all the books.
It made a big splash.
Wow. Wow. Dude, that's it's amazing.
Yeah, like it is pretty amazing.
As good as that basketball game was, that's even bigger news because that means it's reaching out around the world like never before.
Yeah, it's really awesome. We're really excited about it. It is a good book, but, you know, it's just the way that you get the books of the number, you know, the top 10 in the New York Times and on the USA Today, it's really, there's a methodology to it. And so it's a great book. We've got a good marketing machine behind us. And the main thing is we have a ton of support of people that bought the book. I mean, literally, I think at this point we've got over 100,000 sales of the book already, and it's only been out for a week. So it's just amazing.
Well, does that mean it will likely appear like in the bookstores everywhere, even like in airport bookstores and stuff?
I don't know exactly what that means, Robert. I wish that I could tell you that that's what it means. I think the longer it's on the New York Times bestseller list, the more of a chance that you have that it's going to get on the, you know, the major shelves. And I think that it will eventually. I don't know that it's going to happen this week, but I think from what I understand, we have enough pre-sales and we've got enough numbers going that once we're on the list, we should stay on the list, hopefully for at least a month. And at that point, maybe we're on all the shelves. That would be awesome.
That'd be crazy good. Crazy good. All right. Well, folks, yesterday, if you caught the show, we had John Rappaport on. We're talking about election fraud. And also to kind of go beyond the fear to recognize that, let's say, worst case scenario from our perspective, Hillary Clinton gets in, it's still going to be okay because God's in charge ultimately, right? It's just like perspective.
Yep.
It doesn't mean we don't try to, you know, make change for the better. But as I said, even if Trump were to get in, the globalists who hate him might try to collapse the dollar and create an economic disaster and blame it on him. So we got to be prepared for all eventualities. In Venezuela, they don't have food. They're saying, grow food. We've been saying grow food for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Look at Venezuela. Don't wait for that to start growing food. Now, having said that, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes and, of course, in the new media. Mike Adams covering it as well. What the heck is going on, man? It's crazy. I've never witnessed an election as crazy as the one we're involved in now.
It is really crazy, Robert. And, you know, I was watching with Charlene some videos out early today that were released of DNC operatives and big donors to the DNC. It literally made me sick in my stomach, and Charlene too, to listen to how racist they are and how much they really can't stand African American people. And the interesting thing is they claim that Republicans are racist, but man, it literally sickened me to listen to how little they value African Americans from these videos that were just released today. It's sickening.
Well, the whole mind control tells you that Republicans are racist, Democrats love minorities. But the reality is, when you enslave a population to government handouts, and I'm not, you know, that's an overgeneralization, but you understand the concept, and it could be anybody that's kind of locked into this, just give me, give me, give me. We look at what happened in Venezuela. The moment it doesn't keep flowing in, it's a disaster. Why anybody would want to participate in that other than a short-term get you out of crisis? Just like we've talked about modern medicine and the use of drugs. If you have to use a drug, like Dr. Bitar says and others, get on it, get off it, and get on. Get on with your life. But what we have is a dependent class because of the people who say they love you and care about you, but all they want to do is enslave you. That's not freedom. That's not liberty. That's not spiritual freedom.
It's not. It's not. You know, that's a good example you use. If you want to use the drug, get on and get off. The way that, I know that we're talking about politics here, but the way that we should look at drugs is as a band-aid to get you from here to there. Sometimes you need them. But, you know, if you got the same open wound for 3 years and you got to put a band-aid on every day, then that's not, then something's wrong, right? You've got to fix the underlying problem. So I think that's a good analogy. But yeah, back to politics, man. I don't know if, have you been following the WikiLeaks and the Project Veritas?
Oh, well, yeah, I've been a little bit, but, you know, we don't get to report on it all the time here, but you have a keen intellect that can help us navigate this crazy terrain we're watching.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how keen it is, but it's just, you know, there was an interview that Alex Jones did with Dr. Steve Pachinik, and, I mean, he really believes that the Hillary House of Cards is just about to implode right now with what is coming. And, you know, it's interesting, I'm not going to mention names at this point, but a person that we both know told us this weekend when we were down in Gainesville that on Wednesday this week that we were going to have some WikiLeaks and Project Veritas things being released. And sure enough, this morning we wake up and it's all hitting the fan. So apparently he's connected with the people he says he's connected with because he knew what was coming.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, there's only so much the globalists can do to prop up a criminal like Hillary Clinton and the Clinton crime syndicate. And what we're seeing is the extremes to which they've tried or attempted to do so until the point becomes it is so ridiculous they can't hold it together. So they have to go to plan B. And, you know, Mike Adams kind of wrote a bit about that, and that's why I kind of hinted at that too. As I said, no matter what, you've got to be prepared for all eventualities. And that's part of the discussion here is not to frighten you or titillate you even for those that get really they get high off of this. I know that people are obsessed with this. I don't obsess with it, but I definitely pay attention to it, and I'm glad we're reporting on it the way we are.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what's interesting. I saw an interview, I think it was on Fox Business Network today. It was with Pat Caddell. He's a Democratic strategist. He goes way back to the Carter administration, and he likens this race to what happened in 1980. Until the day that they went in for voting in November of 1980, Carter was way up in all the polls, and they were saying it's going to be a landslide. And what happened? Pollings were all wrong, and Reagan just cremated him. So Caddell really believes that this might be a landslide for Trump. I don't know, but I'm feeling a lot better about it now than I did a week or two ago.
Sure. No, it is something that the media, and this was about a lot of what we talked about with John Rappaport yesterday and another article that he comes out with today, about the media gaming the system by altering your mind, by convincing you that, oh, the votes are in. Like, you know, 1% of the votes reporting, we report Hillary Clinton is the winner. This is the game they're going to play. Now, if that's the case with all the evidence of vote fraud we've seen with the machines that are being utilized, Trump may indeed, rightfully so, sue the heck out of anybody involved in the fraud to try and get to the bottom of this. Again, in either way, it's an absolute chaos. But as I said, globalists have been in charge for a long time, a long time. This isn't just happening overnight. And the crumbling of it could happen overnight. But, you know, the thing is, how do you prepare for that? Because it's a shocking reality, almost overwhelming. It's like suddenly you see UFOs before your eyes. You know, like they've been there all the time and they reveal themselves. I mean, people are going to keel over with a heart attack.
Well, true. I mean, there is a lot of perception manipulation going on right now. And, you know, to me, and I mentioned this Saturday night in Atlanta when Charlie and I were speaking together. For us, this is a one-issue election. The main issue is the fact that we truly believe, based upon what she said in the past, that Hillary will enforce mandatory vaccinations on everyone. Trump's opposed to that. That's the one issue for us at this point. That is saying goodbye to our health freedom. That is complete medical tyranny. What's interesting is I was taking Bryce to basketball practice last night, and we saw a Hillary sign, and that was the first Hillary sign that we had seen ever. Anywhere that we traveled all over the country the last few months, we see Trump signs everywhere. That's the first one, because Bryce remarked, he said, "Daddy, that's the first sign I've seen of Hillary ever." So I you know, you see Trump filling up 50,000 people arenas and stadiums, and you see Hillary filling up 25 people at a basketball court, and them having to move the walls to make it look like there's more people. I just think that she doesn't have the support, and I think I personally believe that Trump's way ahead.
I do too, and I've said it, and many months ago I said this. I think they're having to paint a picture as if there's really a lot of support for Hillary, and it's not, because even among the progressive left, those that would vote for her are doing it by, you know, plugging their nose.
Yeah.
In reality, if you're an honest-to-goodness progressive, you've got to be supporting Jill Stein. If you're a libertarian, you really don't have anybody to vote for, because, unfortunately, Gary Johnson has not shown himself to be a real libertarian. And his vice presidential running mate in the Libertarian Party has said vote for Hillary. So it's a wacky libertarian ticket this time.
Yeah, yeah. Johnson has shown himself to be a lover of some good ganja, though. That's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, so we can support him there.
Which we support him on that.
And
but
Trump,
other than that,
yeah. And Trump does have liberty ideals in a lot of ways, and he would certainly be better on foreign policy based on what he said, and he's got good economic advisors.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take necessarily into account, and we're not going to put out of the account, the fact that if they wanted to, the globalists could collapse the U.S. economy simply by telling the Fed, stop printing now.
Yeah.
Now, even though that would be hard medicine and bitter medicine, it's the stuff we've talked about for years, that we've got to get back to some level of economic integrity, not this artificial crack cocaine kind of culture that we've become, where we've got free money and we never have to pay for it.
True. I mean, you know, it's something that would have been better to have happened back in 2008 with the economic crisis there and the housing crisis. And also, if they had let that happen then, it wouldn't have been as big of a fall. Now that we've had 8 years of Obama, look at the debt now. The national debt's doubled. It's almost $20 trillion now. And the dollar's been devalued even more. You know, you said something last hour about the inflation, right? And the inflation's really not inflation at all. Things aren't getting more expensive. The dollar's getting less valuable, and so it takes more of them to buy something. So it's not that a loaf of bread in the Weimar Republic got more expensive for the people. It was that their currency devalued to nothing, and it took a wheelbarrow full of currency to buy a loaf of bread.
Once again, the economic truths being revealed by the accountant extraordinaire from The Truth About Cancer, the best-selling author of The Truth About Cancer on the New York Times bestseller list, folks. It's Ty Bollinger. Oh, my gosh. Remember me when you get – well, you're already big. You still remember me?
I will always remember you.
All right. More with GMP and RSB and Super D after this break as we continue to go outside the box.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, that was a good first segment. It just kind of flowed.
Yeah, great open.
We have an internet website,
Daniel, we out of the mains for sure.
Healthy.com that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choose2behealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, here we go. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger here every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com, including a link to get The Truth About Cancer on the bestseller list now, New York Times and USA Today. So where do we go from here? How about that concept of a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down? But this isn't the Mary Poppins version. According to this article on CNN, a spray full of strawberries could help the medicine go down. And I saw that headline, I'm thinking, I don't know, most strawberries are really contaminated with pesticides, but this is a strawberry-flavored spray to make the drugs go down easier because, you know, kids in America are not getting enough drugs.
No, they're not. And they're not getting enough good strawberries either with neotame and sodium benzoate either. So we can remedy that with this strawberry spray. So it's one thing, you know, it depends on, is this healthy? Well, it depends on the strawberries, and it depends upon the drug they're going to give them after the strawberry juice goes down.
Right.
And neither one of them are healthy, right? You got toxic acetaminophen that will destroy the liver, mm-hmm. and then you've got this strawberry spray that looks like it's got all kinds of good stuff in it.
And they call it Pill Glide. I mean, why don't they just put some castor oil, take it down, it'll go right through you. But no, we got to spray you down with Pill Glide. And, of course, you mentioned Neotame, which is like aspartame on steroids.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that they added in this. It's like it's bad enough, as you said, putting liver-toxic Tylenol in a kid. Now you're going to add natural and artificial flavors, right? What are they? I don't know. But they're also going to be preservatives like potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, and propylene glycol, because Lord knows our kids going into the winter months don't have enough antifreeze in their system.
Need some more antifreeze. Yeah, it's good. It's good. And, you know, any time that you have antifreeze and sodium benzoate and you got an ingredient that starts with the first name of a character in The Matrix, Neo, you know you got a winning combination there.
This was published in the journal Pediatrics,
which never met a drug it didn't want to give a child. And they actually did a study that say, hey, you know what? If we spray this on our pills, kids are going to be happy to take their drugs. Even it's going to be enjoyable for them to take pills. I'm thinking, no, this is not good. This is not good. But the fact that it's published in the journal Pediatrics tells you all you need to know about how they view children.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Since we got Super Don on the line, Super Don, you know, Super Don's version of this is not a spray full of strawberries helps the medicine go down. Super Don's version is a butt full of coffee helps the medicine go down.
I knew it. I knew it as soon as you said my name.
You knew it was coming.
I knew what was coming. All right.
Just
okay.
A butt full of coffee helps the medicine go down.
That would go up. That would be going up, not down.
No, a butt full of coffee helps the medicine get out, right? Because it's getting detoxified.
Yeah. And on that note, I'm going to get out. Bye.
No, don't leave. Oh my gosh.
Too funny. I couldn't resist. It was just sitting right. It was just a softball. I had to.
It was right there. You had to throw it. Speaking of that, as far as taking these pills, I want to go back to Hillary Clinton and the mandating of vaccines because there are many thousands of families. I don't know if it's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands now, families that have children who are vaccine injured. And they, just like you said, Ty, their number one issue is what candidate is going to provide for protection against mandatory vaccines.
Yep.
And there's no question about that. Number one on that list is Donald Trump because he does and has acknowledged and has been overt, and he's even met with folks like Wakefield, and he knows that these vaccines are not safe and not necessarily even effective. And so no matter what you think of Donald Trump, if you don't like his locker room talk, fine. But he's not going to force your children to be injected with toxic medicaments that could just as likely kill them as it would to stimulate an artificial antibody response.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I really admire what Andy Wakefield has said on that topic because he came out at least a month ago, maybe it was 2 months ago, and just did a quick video one day. I think it was Facebook Live. And he said, you know, for me, the most important, the only topic that matters in this election is vaccines. And he said, that's why I support Donald Trump. And, you know, that it takes some guts to come out and do that because there's so much Trump hate that, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not logical. It's not reasonable. It has no basis in anything except emotion.
Yeah.
And so I admire Andy for doing that.
Well, and we noticed, too, among some of the good folks and the good doctors that were with us, we're not mentioning any names, there were some Hillary supporters out there. So, you know, this isn't so much a matter of whether you're smart or not, but you're right. There are emotional components that override good sense because you know better than to put a candidate in office that would mandate you to take any drug or take any vaccine.
Sorry, Robert. You cut out there. I didn't get the middle of that sentence.
Well, it just basically means that get beyond your emotions, folks, because if you're going to send a candidate into office that will mandate drugs and vaccines for you or your kids, you're not thinking clearly. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right, Robert. You're not thinking clearly. It's all emotional. It's not logical. It's not rational. Because how can you vote for someone that would do that to your children?
Right. We'll be back after this with more logic and rationality. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Take you to the truth about cancer as well as cancertruth.net, where it all started with, we say, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, that book. And that's what we do. Go outside the box with Ty Bollinger each and every week here. Say thanks to all those wonderful sponsors that help support this message, especially our friend Reggie Black, one of our teammates, our basket bros. On there from Better Way Health and the Beta 1 3D glucan we take to keep our immune system strong. So we're talking. Oh, by the way, did we get in trouble for anything we did? Because, you know, we were making fun of
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble.
I have to admit, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about butts last segment, and apparently our youngest, our little princess Charity, is listening. Charity the Tadpole. So, Charity, I know that I said something about butts last section, but I want to have a poem for you. Ready? So, if you're listening, roses are red, violets are blue, I'm your daddy, and I love you. There you go. There's a poem for Charity.
We love Charity. Big hugs and love to Charity. And by the way, it was medicinal. One day, you'll understand, it was about healing the liver. That's what we were talking about. So, it was very, very, very above board in reality.
Absolutely.
So, we were talking about mandatory vaccines and, of course, the drugs, spraying them with synthetic strawberries and making them go down easy, Tylenol. And now we've got the link, and it's even stronger now. They recognize it. Tylenol during pregnancy is now linked to autism, an increased risk for autism. Now, this isn't we're trying to distract from vaccines as a cause of autism. No, we acknowledge that. But anything that congests the liver, that damages the liver, that weakens the liver, is going to increase the ability of modern medicine doctors to inject you with toxic poisons that will not be methylated out. Because why? Tylenol reduces efficiency of the liver and production of glutathione.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, I mean, this is not the first study that's shown a connection between Tylenol during pregnancy and abnormalities in brain development. We've had studies in the past that have shown a link between ADHD, something like 40% increase with ADHD, and then other behavioral problems by 70% for mothers or for children of mothers that took Tylenol while they were pregnant. So again, goes back to the deal that we talk about every time Charlene and I speak together. Charlene goes into the fact that we're looking at 200 plus chemicals found in umbilical cord blood. That's why these children are getting sick. That's why some children are getting cancer. And so we're seeing that with the Tylenol as well. You are what you eat, and your baby is what the mother eats and what the mother takes.
Exactly. And of course, again, the whole idea of Tylenol is being administered like candy, prescribed like candy. Oh yeah, just take a Tylenol. Even the kids, and remember, kids who get vaccinated and given Tylenol, their risk for adverse events goes up, not 100%, but I've read 200 or 300 or more percent. This is not a benign kind of over-the-counter medication. And there are problems also with the NSAIDs like aspirin and ibuprofen. It's not just Tylenol, although Tylenol seems to be the most of the liver toxic drugs.
Right, and you know, the interesting thing is we seem to think that if it's over the counter, it's completely safe. If it's prescription, it's probably pretty safe. But if it's not, if it's something natural, then we better watch out for it. When exactly the opposite is true. I mean, if it's over the counter, you better watch out for it. And as we mentioned almost every time we speak, you know, the FDA admits they kill 100,000 people each year with the drugs that are, or the drugs kill 100,000 people that they have approved. So, you know, just because it's over the counter doesn't mean that it's not going to destroy your liver, and we're seeing that with this study on autism.
Exactly. All right, from time to time, we get to answer your questions. You can either call us live or leave a message, 866-939-2355, or you can write the message right at the website at robertscottbell.com, and we might even answer them.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, the first question of the day for Super D. No, this is for TMB. Oh, my gosh, you're going to leave Don out on this one. Well, this is from Linda. Well, I had my uterine biopsy this week, and my doctor called with the news. I have endometrial cancer, type 2 and 3. I'm guessing it's stage 2 and 3, but you can correct me on that one, TMB. I've been referred to an oncologist who's supposed to contact me after the weekend. My doctor told me that because I caught this early, I started the spot on April 14th, that we're on top of it, and that the cure rate for this is about 99%. But I don't know what to think or feel. I'm pretty scared. If anyone has some words of wisdom, it will be much appreciated. Thank you, Linda. All right, TMB, this is not the first time we've heard about endometrial cancer.
No, and you know, I look at it, I would look at it as just you've been diagnosed with cancer. Let's not look at it as endometrial at this point. You've been diagnosed with an early stage endometrial cancer. Okay, I don't, types 2 and 3, I don't think that she meant types, but I don't think she meant stage either. I'm not sure what she means there. But she's been referred to an oncologist that's supposed to, you know, give her a good prognosis, and it's 99% curable, assuming that they found it so early and so forth. Well, here's the deal, Linda. It depends on what treatments they decide that you should use.
Right.
If they decide that you've got an early stage endometrial cancer and they put you on chemotherapy and radiation to take care of this, then I think your cure rate is going to go way down, because you can't heal a sick body with chemicals and radiation, both of which cause cancer. So, you know, look, you've heard it said that there's lies, darn lies, and statistics. Well, when you see a statistic that there's a cure rate that's 99% for a certain type of cancer, I'd run as fast and as far away from that treatment as I possibly could, because you know it's been manipulated. Anyway, that's my two cents worth.
Sure. My thought, again, not knowing any more than what Linda related to us, is that their 99% success rate in early stage endometrial cancer is by removing the uterus and doing a total hysterectomy. So then they go, hey, we removed the cancer altogether, so
well,
you're cured.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Robert, because here's the thing. When they do that, if you have endometrial cancer, okay, and they remove the uterus, well, it's impossible for you to have endometrial cancer again because the uterus is gone. Mm-hmm. And so what they'll do is then if you end up, let's just say someone had it and they had their uterus removed and then they ended up getting a recurrence of cancer, but it was in the breast. And let's say that person ended up dying of breast cancer. Well, that person is deemed to have been cured of endometrial cancer because the way they do the statistics. And so that is a cure for endometrial cancer because the endometrial cancer never came back, but the person died from breast cancer. See, it's just the statistics are too skewed. And Robert's right. I'm glad that you brought that up, buddy, is the fact that if they do remove an organ, they remove your breasts.
Yeah.
Then you can't get breast cancer anymore, but you can certainly get other types of cancer.
It doesn't address the root. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the point. That's why everybody should go out and get the book, The Truth About Cancer, by none other than TMB, Ty Bollinger. And on the bestseller list in the New York Times now, which is very exciting, and share it with a friend because it's gone mainstream. Oh, no, Ty Bollinger has gone mainstream. I don't know. Can we hang together anymore or what?
Oh, well, we'll always be hanging. And if we don't hang together, we'll definitely hang separately.
Oh, no, bad news. But, again, we're going to play better because Super Don found that article last hour about an athletic performance is enhanced when you think about death.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, man, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it much, but that sure was fun playing the Globetrotter Legends last week. That was a blast.
Dude.
And I was so proud of Bryce. He drained 2 3-pointers out from Steph Land during the game.
Yep.
So that was awesome.
That was incredible. And I had what some said was a Steph Curry-inspired, I don't know, super layup. I still don't know how it happened.
Some didn't say it. I said it.
You said it. All right.
Yeah,
so.
Because what happened is you went in for this layup, mm-hmm. and you tossed it up so high off the glass that it had to have just the perfect speed to hit the glass really softly up high, and it just fell right through. It didn't even touch rim, and it looked just like a layup that Steph Curry would do. And so I said, man, it looked like something from Steph. So, yeah, that was me. It looked just like something Steph would shoot. I was really proud of that shot.
Dude, I like I said, I was osmosing it from you guys who are really the ringers.
And listen, while we're talking about that, I had the privilege of being able to watch this on Periscope. Mm-hmm. And right before that, Ty, I got to tell you, dude, where did you learn your dance moves? It was like a combination of like MC Hammer and Gangnam Style. It was just like, I was just like, whoa, who is that on the court doing the boogaloo?
That's funny. So you saw that deal on Periscope?
I did. That's saw funny. That on Periscope, yeah.
You know, I have no idea, man. I just went out there and did what felt natural.
Was that on the one from the same Periscope video with Dr.
I'm
B
not sure,
because
there's a
too?
Total of three. And okay. We actually grabbed them. We've got them up on the video gallery up at robertscottbell.com if you want to go check it out, because you can see one of the Harlem Legends comes and grabs Ty and brings him out onto the court. And I swear, I've never seen dance moves like that before.
Nice.
They were terrible, but they weren't as bad as my shots during the game. I must have shot 10 shots during the game, and I only made 2 baskets, so it was pathetic. But the saving grace was that Bryce played a heck of a game and drained a couple of really long threes. So the Bollinger family as a whole did well, but Bryce pulled up my slack.
And Chris Wark nailed a bunch,
was incredible under the basket.
So we had a great time. We did. Hey, there's another question here from Carla. She says, where can I find truthful and complete information about Venus flytrap extract? Pretty much everything I've found on the Internet seems censored because people are afraid to openly state what it is used for and at what dosages it is therapeutic.
Well, carnivore.com, that's what the carnivore is the Venus flytrap. It's an extract of Venus flytrap, and it's got ingredients that are selectively toxic to cancer cells. And so it's an amazing product. You're going to find a lot of disinformation on the Internet about any product, right? Any product that's successful at treating anything, you're going to find that people lambast it, and you'll find a lot of disinformation about it. But carnivore.com, we know Richard. He's one of the sponsors of the show, and Carnivore is a fantastic product for the immune system.
Yeah, so if you go, you'll see in the show notes, you'll go to robertscottbell.com, and in the notes there's a link, and you'll see down, just keep scrolling into the notes to today's show notes, basically. Each day, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, Captain Morgan posted up there, and it's got a lot of our support sponsors. And, you know, that includes Reggie Black and Better Way Health, of course, and our friends at Carnivora, carnivora.com. They're at 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. And we like bringing all the tools to you that you should have access to. But you're right. There's a lot of suppression of information. Thanks to Ty, you, and a lot of our friends were speaking out about it, and you're writing about it. And it's time now that the people know the truth. Cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence, and the fact is, it is very reversible. Yes, even without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, even though we don't stand in your way if that's what you want to do. It's the other side of the equation that tries to stand in your way if you want to do something other than those three.
Absolutely. Absolutamente, as they would say in Spanish. Absolutely. That is correct, Robert. And that's what people need to realize, and that's what we try to focus on every time we speak, because we're not trying to force natural treatments down anybody's throat. We want health freedom in all areas, and you should have the freedom to do chemo and radiation if you want. But we should have the freedom for natural stuff as well.
Exactly. All right, TMB, RSB, Super D on the air here. RobertScottBell.com, The Truth About Cancer, best-selling book now on the New York Times bestseller list. Go get it. It's linked up in the show notes as well. And we're coming right back to wrap up Outside the Box Hump Day with TMB after this break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There was a mighty nation blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation. dawn of global government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelationthemovie.info. Let's fix it. Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelationthemovie.info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thank you to Charlene, who said we're having a good show tonight, TMB, so we must be out of the doghouse because we talked about liver detoxification in a certain way that Super Don gets a little squirmy. So thank you, Charlene, for the sweet message in the heart. We love you. And thank you to Charity for listening, too. We love you, too. So let's see. And all the rest of the kids. So, also a shout-out to Tom Clint, the cancer man. I made that joke, and I didn't make the joke last hour, Ty, about somebody asked me about how do I take the colloidal silver, the silver hydrosol, bilingually. Yeah, he's trying to say sublingually, right?
And I bilaterally.
Thought, yeah, because, you know, Tom is always making jokes, you know, when he writes in these puns and what he writes words very funny, so he's always trying to make me laugh, and I thought that would be a good one for him because he has a tongue because he rejected the chemo radiation surgery for the most part of modern medicine, and he saved his own tongue with the cancer that he had in the throat and there in that area. And he credits a lot to you, Ty, and all the work you've done with the Global Quest, the quest for the cures, and the truth about cancer. So that was really cool too.
Yeah, Tom's an awesome guy. I mean, what a great time that was up there in Ann Arbor when we got a chance to meet him. And by the way, say hi to Josh and Steph if they're listening. They came all the way down from Detroit, from Ann Arbor down to Gainesville last weekend to join the party. They drove 12 hours.
Wow. Josh and Steph and the kids. Amazing.
Yeah,
you guys were there.
Too.
So good to
see
you. Yes. So good to see you guys. So thank you for coming to that event, too. And thank you once again to Kim Haynes. And happy birthday, Halloween. She had a Halloween birthday, and she's a sweetheart, absolute sweetheart. Speaking of the Global Quest is what Tom and a lot of folks have learned a lot from. I understand we're on day two of a free re-airing online.
Yeah, we are. Apparently, and I just remembered this, that we're doing the Global Quest repeat. That's another 9 days. This is day two. And so you just go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. You can sign up to watch it for free for the next 8 days now. And then there might be a replay of everything at the end. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but we are on the replay day two right now.
Excellent, excellent. And it was really cool. All the people that came to the Truth About Cancer in at the Ultimate Life Symposium, under their seat, was it, am I imagining this? They had a box of the Global Quest of everything?
They did. We gave everybody, as soon as they sat down, they saw that there was a big box. It was a gold package, the $297 package of the Global Quest. There was a copy of my book, and then of Cancer Step Outside the Box. We're also going to mail everybody a copy of the Truth About Cancer book that just came out. And, I mean, just the goods itself was pretty close to the cost of the weekend. And then they got in for, you know, all of the seminar as well. I think it was a really great deal for the people that came. We tried to under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah, I think you did just with that alone. I mean, think about that, folks. If you weren't able to be in person this year, if it's going to happen again, which we certainly hope so, because it was awesome. Yeah, you are not left out in the cold for anything. You get more than you think you're going to get. So that's really great. So
yeah, we'll do it again next year. We just haven't figured out if it's going to be at the Gaylord Texan or not.
Okay, all right. So that's up in the air, but we've got time to figure it out. There are other events for our Canadian listeners. Total Health Canada has asked us to come back, so I think we're going to go back up to Toronto for that event next year.
Yeah, we're going to be up there, you hosers. April 22nd through the 24th, I think it is.
Cool.
We'll be up there.
All right, so we're coming back to Canada, eh? So that's going to be great. So there's other upcoming events. As I mentioned, our good friend Joni Abbott's helping to host an event on the 7th of January. She's invited me to come up and speak. I don't know why I'd be going there except for the warm hearts that will hopefully warm me up. And, you know, it's going to be cold. I understand it's a normal cold place in January to go to Iowa, but I'm willing to do it for the love and the healing.
Just stay away from the genetically modified corn.
That's right. I'm going to dodge the corn. Hopefully it'll all be frozen and sent to the planet Monsanto by the time I get there.
Yeah. January 7th, too. That, let's see, January 7th, 2017, that's Dad's birthday. He would have been 73 years old on January 7th.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a day to acknowledge, you know, what he's, you know, helped start, you know, with the tragedy of the loss of life, of course, of loved ones. But as we've talked about time and time again, I can't say it enough, the gratitude that we have for your family. Not for dying, you know what I'm saying, but the fact that they were willing to go through what they went through to change the world for the better, and I'm not exaggerating even a little.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Very kind.
Well, I appreciate you, TMB, and Super D. Thanks, Ian Clark, for being on board. Ian says hello to Ty Bollinger as well with all of his wonderful products, the Ease Magnesium that keeps Super Don from shaking it up all night, and, of course, the Ocean's Alive Marine Phytoplankton. Well, until next week, of course, I'll be back tomorrow with the Sacred Fire of Liberty and Jonathan Emord, but it's time for TMB to tell you what you all need to know.
You need to know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.